Time for the Great American Songbook here on lgradio.online. And we begin with a song fast approaching its 80th birthday. And almost 60 years ago, Ella Fitzgerald teamed up with the great Quincy Jones, who had especially arranged it just for her. I'm Leo Green. Welcome to In the Mood.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
From the album Ella and Basie, which was recorded over a couple of nights in a New York recording studio in the summer of 1963. 63 was a quiet year for Ella. She didn't really do much. I think it was just four albums released in that one year, along with more than 200 live concerts. Anyway, welcome along, and I do hope all's well with you. Our old friends Harry Warren and Al Dubin had come up with this next song for a Busby Berkeley spectacular of 1934. Now, we've heard the superb Frank Sinatra version he recorded with the Basie Band in the early 60s, but I'd like to share with you George Benson's version, which he too recorded with Basie's orchestra in 1990, by which time, of course, Basie had passed on, but the orchestra was still going. And it always makes me laugh how these songs are referred to as the Great American Songbook, because, well, more often than not, these great composers of American classics were no more American than what I am. Irving Berlin was Russian. Gus Kahn was born in Germany. Julie Stein was born in London. And Al Dubin, who had come up with the words for this one, was born in Zurich. Still, there you go. I suppose it doesn't really matter because the songs are brilliant.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. Are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. 'Cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. 'Cause I only have eyes. I only have eyes. I only have eyes for you.
The wonderful George Benson, with whom I was lucky enough many years ago to spend an afternoon chatting with over a few coffees about, well, just life and jazz, and he explained to me in considerable detail how much he owed to the great jazz guitarist Barney Kessel for his own guitar playing and knowledge, but that's for another time. Right now, we're wandering deeper into the great American songbook. Another song now from the 1930s, which I'm pretty sure started out its life as part of one of the famous review shows that came out of New York's Cotton Club. The melody for this one, like so many of the songs that came out of that club during this period, was composed by Harold Arlen. Harold worked with several of the major lyricists of his or anyone's time. Ira Gershwin, Johnny Mercer, Yip Harburg, Leo Robin. They all wrote with Harold, as did the great Ted Kohler, who came up with these lyrics. And as you might expect with a song coming out of a review at the Cotton Club, it was Cab Calloway who had introduced this one to the world. Here it is, though, in the very capable lungs of Peggy Lee.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love. And life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. String around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love.
Peggy Lee, whose edition of Insight, by the way, you'll find on the Listen Again page on the website, and who deserves to be in the Great American Songbook, well, not just because of her fabulous recordings, but because she contributed in excess of 250 songs as a songwriter. It never ceases to amaze me that a song can outlive the lifespan of a really rotten musical. And here's another glorious example. 1938's Howler, called Right This Way, ran for a wallet-busting 15 shows, barely 2 weeks. Now, the history books inform us that it was a comedy, but I can't imagine the show's investors were laughing that much after having to close it while I expect the paint on the front of the theatre was still wet. But from this train wreck of a show, we are left with one of the greatest songs ever written. The lyrics come courtesy of Irving Carhull, who, as well as this next gem, also left us with You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me. The music is from the extraordinarily prolific pen of Sammy Fain, the self-taught piano player who went on to provide songs for more than 50 movies and dozens of other songs. And for whom the experience of providing the songs for the Marx Brothers to sing in their movie Monkey Business must have prepared him perfectly for his later dealings with the various Walt Disney characters he also provided the songs for. Anyway, let's get back to the incredible song from the incredible flop musical. Here it is, sung by one of today's flag bearers for great songs, the amazing Carsey Blanton.
Be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. Children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day. Light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you. Mm-hmm.
Blanton singing the only known musical remains from Broadway's 1938 short-lived train crash called Right This Way. Let's now hear from one of the many Russians who feature in the Great American Songbook, arguably the most successful Russian composer of all time. Now, admittedly, he had been in America from the age of five or six or so, but he had been born in the home of Borscht. It's also one of countless songs that were introduced to the world by Fred Astaire. This one had featured in his 1938 movie Carefree. Now, the movie does stick out in the Fred and Ginger collection thanks to a trio of fascinating facts which may or may not prove useful to you at any future pub quizzes. Aside from being the shortest movie they would ever make together, it was also the very first time viewers would see the iconic couple kiss properly. Not a quick peck on the cheek that had featured in previous outings, but a full-on snog. Now, despite the snog, it also holds the record of being the very first Fred and Ginger movie that lost money at the box office. All the songs featured in the movie, bar the one we're about to hear Sammy Davis Jr. sing, were written by the most successful Russian composer of all time over a weekend break in Arizona. He had written this song for Fred and Ginger several years earlier. So here is the song performed by Sammy Davis Jr. in 1962, words and music by the great Irving Berlin.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close, with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners, and then you may never have to change partners again. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners, and then you may never want to change partners again.
Sammy Davis Jr. singing Irving Berlin, almost finishing up proceedings here on In the Mood. Earlier in this episode, we heard from Peggy Lee performing a song written by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler, and we finished with another of their three-minute masterpieces. This one was born out of the 1933 movie of the same name, and it's published by, I think, the most successful Russian music publisher of all time. Guess who? Irving Berlin, who, not satisfied with owning the publishing of his own incredible work, also published the songwriting output of many of his contemporaries, one of whom was the writing team who gave us I've Got the World on a String, Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. So to finish up today, to sing the title track of 1933's Let's Fall in Love, here is the brilliant Diana Krall.
I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, sentimental alibi, but I adore you so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I am falling, our love is calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. For each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Concluding proceedings for us here on In the Mood with me, Leo Green. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I do hope you enjoyed that selection. Do let me know if there's anything you'd like to hear in this slot, either via the message board on the website, or you can, of course, just email me directly. The address is info@lgradio.online. In the meantime, please do check the website out to see what else is available. And once again, let me please thank you for listening. This is lgradio.online.
Might have been made for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love. Let's fall in love.